when authors read my book, when
Love
I know that authors
Radio.
Read my book.
Good evening, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in publishing, arts, entertainment, and politics. And tonight, we have with us one of my favorite authors. Honey, this child is wicked with that pen, and you won't believe the conversation we were having prior to this show. She's worried about, oh, is people going to like my work? Oh, girl, get over it. This is the fabulous AC author. AC, welcome to Read You Lady. She should be laughing. I was like, are you child? Are you serious?
Hey, Miss
LaSierra. Office policy. Who is that? Was it with Genesis? Let me tell you, AC author, you know, that child was wicked with the pen. That's why you can say, honey, from the Donovan to Shadow Shifters to whatever you write, honey, people buying, they clicking, they doing all of that. It, you know, you write with passion, you write with fun, you entertain, and you know them Donovans, you know, we think they're actually real. We actually think that I know you probably tired of them, but people keep on keeping on and back. I know you are, girl.
I be trying to leave them alone, but they just come back. I just have to bring them back.
They keep coming back. I know Mom and them Poogie, probably a Poogie Donovan, Ray Ray Donovan, all that. We'll take them all. Be like, you're a Poogie Donovan's book, girl. That was a bomb. Stop playing. Stop playing.
I'm not going to write no Pookie Donovan.
I was picking it. Pookie Donovan in them. You got to put in them. Pookie Donovan ain't in them. No Pookie. Oh, my God.
I think about it.
Pookie needs a story. He has a story to tell. Then, you know, AC, you know, you have a book come out every week. And so, you know, you are stretching my already stretched book budget. And how many books have you released this year? No, don't apologize to me. Apologize to my husband. But you know, he knows the fool's going to read a book. It is what it is by this time. He knows me, and it is what it is. That's what he signed up for. You know, hey, that's all I can tell you. So how many books have
this
you
year, I think it's been
25.
Just four.
Just four?
Yeah, just four.
I want to go back to my Kindle and can't. Okay, because sometimes authors, you know, they have those laps. I don't know. Maybe, did you have a book that was re-released?
Nope. Not this year.
Nope. Okay. Okay, not this year.
No.
Okay. Four books.
But I have
now.
Two more coming this year.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Christmas. I told my husband. Yeah, I said, you know what I want? Just give me an Amazon gift card, honey. Call the day. Stop playing around. I don't want them tacky sweaters. We know cash on the inside, too, you know. But I don't want them tacky sweaters. He knows better than to give me any housewares because, you know, that won't make me warm and fuzzy. So, he has two books coming out. Now, you are a writer. I handed your writing with passion. And how do you continue to write with passion when, like, you know, Pookie Donovan is somewhere to be seen in the future and Ray Ray Donovan and all of them? How do you keep writing with this passion and making us as readers follow along with the ride?
I think I watch a lot of TV. I read a lot of books. And I just spend a whole lot of time in my own world. There's so much crazy stuff going on in the real world, and I deal with that, you know, all day when I'm at work. And so whenever I'm able to just sit down and create my own world, I just create the stuff that I like, the things that I like to read about, the things that I like to watch in movies, and that's people being people and falling in love, falling out of love, having fun, family drama, just stuff that I like. I just put it in a book, and sometimes I'm lucky and readers like it. Other times they don't. But
okay.
I'm
going to stop you right there because there she goes with that. Sometimes Sometimes readers like it. You know, it's nice to be humble. I like a humble person. And you seem like a nice young lady. But I think that we can bypass sometimes readers like it because, you know, I can take you down memory lane. I can take you down characters, what they were doing, even what I wanted them to do, even when I was shouting, "What is this child thinking?" And I kept flipping and running to the next page because I enjoy your work. I enjoy your structure. I enjoy the characters. I enjoy the plot. You know, I enjoy everything about it. And even though, like, with your romance, I know romance has to be a formula, you're able to add your own spice. And something I think you and Deborah Mello and a few of the authors that are on Kamani, even though you all had a lot more regulations than your counterparts on the other Harlequin lines, I think you were still able to add that AC stamp on your work. How important was it for you to have your voice heard and still be able to appease your fans as long as your editors?
It's extremely important. I do not like to feel like I'm reading the same book over and over and over again. And so I'm very conscientious of that. When I'm writing, I'm just really thinking in my mind, is this the same thing? Is this the same conflict? Is this the same situation? And sometimes you'll get to points where, like when you're writing love scenes, you're like, well, Lord, how many positions can they be in? And sometimes it's not even the position or the location, but it's the emotions that are coming out during the scene that make it different from any other scene that you've written before. I know when I was writing the Kamani books, one of the problems I had with that was that I could never make the secondary plot as big as I wanted to. I always tend to go in the direction of suspense, and they would always be like, no, that's enough. Just focus on the couple. Every scene, just focus on the couple, focus on the couple. And that's fine, but I always like to have something else, whether we're dealing with a social issue or it is a little suspense. So I just had figured out a way where I can just ease a little bit in there and they wouldn't get too angry with it. And sometimes they would still say stuff, and I was like, well, I'm still within the page limit, so we don't have to really cut that because I get back to the couple anyway. But other than that, I guess that's my stamp. People always say, well, like, what's your brand? And I'm like, I don't really know. Like, I just sit down and write a story. I don't know.
Because like each of your series do have like a different spin, and I can even go back, you know, for Office Seduction, Officer Polly, and Policy, and Second Chance Baby. And I remember like reading that whole Secret Son series. Girl, I told you, girl, I am like, girl, you don't know, you're a fan. And I remember like that spin because, you know, generally you didn't see a Kamani African-American character actually even contemplating divorce.
Right.
Homegirl, she just up and left. Or as my 2-year-old niece would say, she lefted him. She just up and lefted him, left him there in that big house, that money. You know, he goes looking up at the sky. Remember that? He's looking up at the sky. The sky was fuzzy. And you know, when everything goes left, you got to go to mama. He found himself, you know, after breakfast, where everything will go right, we're going to go to mama.
Go
and
back
mama.
Home to mama.
Where? And mama, we're going to be in their kitchen. And she's like, boy, what's wrong with you? You know, because he was dealing with those emotions of, like, trying to be the man and actually not being the man his wife needs, you know. So, you know, that was a realistic point to the story. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, girl fall in love, boy fall in love, hey, they was in love, but she's like, but we're not doing this. You're not doing me justice. And that was a big thing, you know, at that point when I was reading Kamani novels, because it just didn't happen. So how were you able to, did you have any issues convincing your editor that that's something you wanted to do, or were your voice are automatically heard at that point?
So for that particular book, so Kamani used to have things, they would have these series, they still have them, called continuities, and they would come up with everything. They would have all of the background, and they would give, when they decided on the authors who would write in this continuity, they would give us a Bible, and it had all the characters' names. It had a basic conflict for them, and then it would have, you know, a thread that would go through each of the books, and usually that was kind of a suspense. In this one, it was a suspense because it was I think it was the Secret Son that went through all of the books.
Mm-hmm.
And so they gave us a lot of information, and we just had to we were supposed to take that information and write it exactly the way that they gave it to us. But I don't think any of us did that because that was crazy. And, you know, that's the thing about telling an author what to write. It's difficult. And so
exactly.
To be able to write it, I had to be able to add stuff. Yeah, I had to be able to just add stuff and make it feel real for me, or I wouldn't have been able to get through the story. So some of the things that I added, some of the things that I elaborated on, they didn't give a lot of pushback on it, just because basically I stayed within the guidelines. I did what you asked me to do. I just embellished a little bit. But it actually made the story stronger. So they didn't, like, say, take this out and take that out. I didn't have that problem with that. Plus, I think when you, even though we're writing romance, and, you know, romance, you're going to be guaranteed a happy ever after or a happy for now, that doesn't mean that realistic things don't happen. It doesn't mean that people don't leave and get back together or leave altogether and find happiness somewhere else. You know, those things still happen, and you still can have a happy ever after at the end. I think sometimes in romance books, depending on which authors you're reading, you don't get that, and you do start to feel like, oh, this has to be big pretend. Nothing realistic happening here. Who does this? Especially nowadays, like, who does this? Who says this? Who puts up with all this nonsense? You can't just write a story and believe that these things are happening. And if I can't believe these things are happening, I can't expect anybody else to believe it.
Okay. Well, girl, look, my switchboard is jumping. I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to try to get to you. I may not be able to get to everyone because I do want her to talk about her upcoming book, number 99 for the year. So I'm going to go to the switchboard. I have a caller from 804, area code 804212. You're on the air. Do you have a question or comment for AC?
Hi, AC. This is Iris. How are you?
Hi. How are you, ma'am?
I am good. It is so good to hear you talking about your stories. I cannot believe you sit back and you're trying to figure out whether or not these people like these characters that you're putting out here. I cannot believe you are.
Goodness, you and my sister.
You must
have
had
I don't get it.
Even with your, you know, you and I have talked about this in your shifter books, you know.
I know.
Even with those, they say it's AC author has a book coming out. It's like, okay, got to download that. I don't need to know what the title is. I don't need to know which one of your families it's about. It doesn't matter. It says AC author on it. So I got to have it. You know, I have to download that book. So let me just say this, and LaShira gonna stop putting me on the spot like this just because I listen to her all the time. But let me say this.
Hey, I'll
be normal.
You won't be called out.
You have been. I didn't push one. AC, you are one of the people that I have admired since I've been in this business. And you have, it's not just the wonderful stories that you have, but it's you, the person, as well. Readers will come out just to be around you because you are just such a wonderful person. So I love your stories and I love you, and I don't care if you write 20 books a year. We're going to get them. So just wanted to tell
you.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
I know. Don't you can't put her on with me no more if she's going to be trying to make people cry.
Okay.
No, I didn't do that. I'm just telling you the truth. This is how we feel about you. So, and sometimes you need to hear it. You know, sometimes
well,
you need to hear it and just know.
I appreciate that.
We kind of love you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
I'm happy I got some
family.
Thank
you for coming.
All
right, thank you. Then we have a caller from 708-769, 708 area code 769. Do you have a question or comment for AC?
Hi, AC. This is Midnight.
Hey, everybody. I just want to piggyback on what Iris says, and you are a wonderful storyteller and a wonderful person, and I think that comes off in your words, so don't go changing. And as far as anyone liking, any five people not liking your books, that is not even in the caliber. Not true.
Thank you.
You are truly a household name, and I think whenever you, like everybody else, whenever you have a book, at some point, if not on that day, some point, I'm one clicking because I gotta hear what you're saying. So don't go changing. You're wonderful, and stay just like you are, and keep writing stories.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Have a great one. Oh, and also Midnight.
You
she
too.
Has a new venture. So Midnight, you want to tell people about your Midnight Bar? Book bar?
Oh, yeah, the bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, come and visit me on the bar. I'm trying to get myself, you know, together. I'm trying to be great like you guys. But it came out of Amazon blocking me from doing reviews. So rather than the fight with them, which I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. And then some people are saying they're fighting with them. I did fight with them for over a year. So I created this space, my own space, where I can say and do what I want and still be able to promote and authors and stuff.
That's
so I'm kind of trying to have fun with
this. When I grow up, I will be like Midnight.
Get out of here. But, you know, my ultimate goal is to actually have a brick and mortar version of cyberspace.
That's cool. I can't wait to come.
Yeah, so keep me in your
I would come. I don't drink, but I would come. I would still come to the bar, though.
Girl.
Oh,
I'm,
no, that's
I'm
okay. I mean, we got coffee.
Drink.
We got wine.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I can do coffee.
Thank you, Midnight.
Okay.
And we gotta have you back on so you can talk about that as well.
Oh, okay. That'll be great.
All right. Have a great
Bye.
One.
Bye.
Bye. All right, we'll take another one. 708-828. You have a question or a comment for AC.
Hi, AC.
Hello.
This is Joyce. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I also agree with Midnight and Iris. You are a great writer, and it kind of upsets me a lot when artists get feedback about, you know, people not liking their work. I mean, I know it hurts your feeling, but everybody has their own opinion. But, I mean, I just don't like it when they do that to artists because it kind of puts them in a downward spite. And it's like, oh, people don't like my work. But that's just from one person. But you have so many people that love you and love all of your work. I have all of your work from when you were writing at Sapphire. And I'm one of the ones that is always asking you about jobs. From the shifter. Remember?
He's in the grave. I told you that.
Yeah, but you said it was a possibility. He may come back.
You want him back so bad. I'm telling you, he's not going to be the same when he come back. Yeah, I'm going to dig him up, but he's not going to be the same.
I don't care how he is when he comes back. I mean, I just want him to come back.
Okay.
See,
okay. That movie in Practical Magic when they wanted that guy to come back and he came back and he was all crazy.
I guess she said it's going to be like Geraldine.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think you go to that extreme. I think
you
just let him be rogue.
Something like that.
Okay.
He's coming back.
Okay.
But he's coming back.
So there's still hope. All right.
There's still hope, yes.
Okay, don't let people get you down when they don't like your work. I mean, everybody
it's
has
hard,
their own opinion.
It's hard, though. It's hard. And sometimes I want to snap out of it, and I want to say, you know, in the end, I do snap out of it, and I do say, you know, I just have to write the story that's in my heart, and I know that everybody is not going to like it, and I have to be okay with that. But when you hear it or, like, sometimes I'll say, well, I'm not going to go to any sites and read any reviews. But then some people are even extra bold, and they'll just email it to you. And I'll never understand why you people feel like I have to tell you that I didn't like this, or I have to tell you that you should have done this or you should have done that. I don't know what drives a person to feel like they have to do that. But they do it, and then in those moments, it's like, well, damn, I thought I did something good, but clearly I didn't. And that does, it sticks with me for a while. Like, for a while, I'm just constantly thinking of that. And when I start writing another book, I'll just, like, go back and hear, like, the negativity in my mind. I'm thinking, okay, well, this time I can't do this because I don't want somebody to say this, and I can't do this.
You know what? Don't you feed into that, because, you know, like, the devil likes to distract people. And what you're doing, you know, it ain't Christian fiction. But what you're doing, you're giving people inspiration through your characters.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving people joy through your book. So you just remember that. So when people are bold enough, and I just think that's pretty nasty. I'll just come out and say it. I just think that's nasty because I don't do that. Even if I have a book and I don't really care for it, I still don't. I won't give it a bad review. I may not review it at all because people forget. I think this age of social media, we all have feelings. And I think that people, because they feel so connected to people because of blogging or what have you, that they feel they can say or do whatever. But, you know, that is not Christ-like. We need to do stuff in love and in caring. So, girl, don't force in mind, because what you do, it gives a lot. I mean, when people are acting like on a bad day, when you can download a good book by your favorite author, really, it uplifts my spirit. And I'm sure I'm not alone. Oh, girl, don't pay attention to folks.
Right.
Stop paying attention to people. You keep doing it. Those are gifts that God has blessed you with.
Because we want you to continue
and
to
thank
write.
You. Yes.
You are so welcome.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Okay, good girl. Look, we got to talk about this next book. We got to talk about this upcoming book. All right, so can you give us the title and the release date? Look, that's the most important thing. Give us the release date.
Which one? The Winter Wedding releases November 30th, and that's
can't come. We have it like October the 30th or something.
No, I was getting ready to say that's like tomorrow. No, that's coming November 30th.
November 30th, okay. Patience, rain, virtue. That's what they
say. And then I'm trying to have something else out this year. A surprise book coming out later.
Now, what can we expect in your upcoming book? What can we expect? About giving
in the Winter Wedding,
what can we expect?
You can expect lots of sex, family, murder, and then back to sex again.
Okay, so you mean you tell me I have to wait like a month for that? Okay. All right. It's okay. Look, I'm rocking back and forth like my grandma in church. It's okay. I'll be okay.
Yeah,
it's all right.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. And there'll be some appearances from, you know, some older Donovan
previous characters that we
people.
Love. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know, all Donovans are welcome. Like a big fan. All Donovans are welcome. You know, even I said earlier, Pookie Ray Ray and them, all Donovans are welcome. You know, we love to hear about Donovan.
Well, I try, when I write a new Donovan book, I try not to revisit too many of them. But then I always feel like with each new book that comes out, this may be the first book that somebody picks up of mine. Maybe they didn't go all the way back to the first one.
Right. The catalog.
And I try to get, and sometimes you need that background. You need to know how these two got together to understand why they're where they are now in this story. So I just try to give a little bit, not too much, because I don't want to overwhelm people, because there's a lot of Donovan folk. But I don't really want to overwhelm readers. So I just try to give you a little bit.
Okay. So, and you also have an event coming up very shortly, in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So can you tell my listeners a little bit about that event, who perhaps may be living under the rock and haven't heard of it as of yet?
So this is the part two of the On the Road event. When I had been doing one event every year. And then the last time I just made it every other year. And I had been doing one reader appreciation event. But what I found was every time I announced a location, I would get emails and stuff like, well, you're not coming here. You're not coming close to my house. When are you going to be here? When are you going to be here? So the idea for On the Road was to hit more than one location in an effort to get closer to readers who may not normally get a chance to come out and not just see me, but see the other authors that also attend the event. So originally it was going to be three places, but because I had so many other events that I had to go
it's
to,
called,
I narrowed it down
it's
to
it's called life. Honey, three. Ooh,
right. It's still a lot. It's been a lot doing the two.
Oh, yeah, the two.
Yeah, because I won't be doing that again. So it's been a lot doing the two. In addition to, I think if I had just done the two and not attended any other events besides those, it might have been a little easier. But it's just been a lot trying to juggle all of that and write.
Yeah, it's called life.
Yeah,
and you know what? You don't even have to apologize because life happens. And, you know, like your yes mean yes, your no mean no, and then
mm-hmm.
Something else sometimes is a maybe, and that lies in between. But, you know,
right.
I'm pointing there, honey. I can do what I can do, and what I can't do, oh, well.
I know. I try really hard to do the things that I say I'm going to do. I do. Sometimes I push myself, you know, all the way to the limit just to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But because I believe that if I tell you, if I give you my word, I believe that I should back it up. So
yeah.
I really try to do it. And so when I was inviting authors to this event, one author said, well, you know, what's the probability of it being canceled? And I was like, well, you know, praise the Lord, I haven't had to cancel it yet. And basically, I'm going to see it through to the end. So if it's just me and three people there, then it's going to be me and three people there. But I'm going to see it through because, you know, I've committed to this, and so I'm going to do it. So in a couple of weeks, we'll be in Vegas, and we have a Donovan
Yoo-hoo!
Surprise coming up in Vegas. I know people would keep saying, well, how many secrets can these Donovans have? But, you know, everybody got secrets, so we'll have
Pookie,
a Donovan
Pookie
Surprise coming up in Vegas.
I'm telling you, if you have Pookie Donovan, Pookie has a secret. Pookie got a secret.
And they all have secrets. They all have secrets. So, but we have a lot of fun stuff planned, and we will be announcing the date and location for the 2020 event. So, I'm not doing one next year. So,
okay,
the
so
2020
go
event.
Back,
well,
your question. So, like, what
mm-hmm.
what month is that 2020 event? Do you have a month?
I do have a month. July.
Okay, July. Okay,
yes.
So is it like East Coast? Look, I'm from it. East Coast, Midwest, the West, South. I'm trying to gather my coins and dates here.
It's somewhere.
I know people. I'm trying. Oh Lord, she gave us the month. I guess we have to take the.
I did. I gave you the month.
Okay.
Year.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a couple more weeks and. So I'll announce it in Vegas on the 10th.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll post that night, but other people may post that night.
I'm sure they will. Okay, so how can people connect with you on social media?
Oh, I'm everywhere. I'm on Facebook, Instagram.
What's your Twitter handle?
Twitter is at AC Author. Instagram is at AC Author Books. What else? Pinterest. I keep telling people to follow my boards on Pinterest. And as one lady said, why do you keep saying that? It's just pictures. But every time I start a new book, I always have an inspiration board. And if you're ever like waiting for me to announce a new book, if you're following my boards,
mm-hmm.
you'll always know what's getting ready to come up because I always start a board for it. The only board I make private is if it's something that, like, I've submitted to a publisher and I'm waiting to see if I get the contract. But as soon as I get the contract, then the board is public, and so you know exactly which book is coming up next.
Okay.
And, like, for
okay.
the book.
We got a second nugget for tonight.
Yeah. So on Pinterest, at AC Arthur Books. So for the books that are coming from, so I just signed with Harlequin Dare and Karina Press. For those books, they all have pages. Oh, and the Entangled Publishing books, those all have pages
on Pinterest.
I saw it. So you'll be able to see it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So I only have a couple of seconds, and I just want to thank you for being who you are and giving us some little nuggets. I'd like to thank my guests for coming on and chiming in. And I had some questions from my inbox. I hope I was able to. I didn't get to all the questions, but a lot when a woman publishes 20 books a year, trying to get all the questions in and get my own questions in as well. So I just thank AC Arthur for coming on, and we want to wish you continued success in all your endeavors. And from my house,
thank you, thank you for having me, dear.
See you later, and good night.
Thank you. Good night. You too. Bye.